We have one item that was pulled from the consent agenda. I believe it was item number, was it 26?
And we also have a four-fifths item.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's do the four-fifths, and then let's, I'm sorry, I picked up my old agenda. Here's the new one. Let's go to the four-fifths, 28-1, and then we'll do the pulled item.
28-1. Authorize the director of the Bureau of Transportation and the city engineer to permit construction-related lane closures on the Southwest 5th Avenue Transit Mall Auxiliary Lane during the development project at Southwest Montgomery, 4th Avenue, Harrison, and 5th Avenue.
Very good. Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, colleagues, for being so accommodating to place this item on the 4/5 agenda. It will allow work to proceed this week instead of waiting until next week, which will save us time and money. The Office of Management and Finance staff is here to answer any questions, as they are the impetus for this temporary street closure permit. But for some background, the 4th Montgomery project is an exciting project the city is collaborating with PSU, OHSU, and PCC on to build a new seven-story building on what was formerly called the Jasmine site. I really miss that bar. I had a birthday party there once. This will provide new downtown office space for the city, as well as offices and classrooms to support PSU's Graduate School of Education, PSU and OHSU Joint School of Public Health, and PCC's dental program and clinic. In order to execute construction as timely and efficiently as possible, the contractor is requesting to utilize the eastern lane of Southwest 5th Avenue intermittently to allow construction equipment to enter and exit the site. Their intent is to align site access activities with surrounding traffic controls to ensure minimal disruption to traffic flow and anticipate no impacts to the MAX or bus lanes. Staff, if you have anything further to add, and state your name for the record.
Sharon Raymore, I'm the project manager with OMF Facilities for this job, and I do want to echo thank you for letting this get bumped up this week. Time is of the essence, and this site is a pretty tricky one downtown as far as access and maneuverability on site. So essentially, this request is to allow truck rigs, drill rigs, and whatnot to back onto the site because they can't pull in, turn around, and come out nose out. So this is to allow some intermittent access for that. Yeah.
Mayor.
Commissioner Fish.
When you serve on this council long enough, and I'm reminded that I was once the most junior member and now the most senior member, you often have the backstory on certain issues that not all your colleagues have. And I would simply say that under Mayor Adams, we had a robust debate about establishing a so-called education urban renewal area that was quite controversial. It turns out that Commissioner Fritz was sort of one of the heroes in that debate, because while she was a skeptic of the education URA and didn't necessarily support it, she also felt the city had made a commitment and that you could not pull the plug on that urban renewal district without supplementing our commitment elsewhere to Portland State University, which we did by expanding the North McAdam district. As a result of that, and as a result of some advocacy by people like Gretchen Cafori and Susan Emmons and others, we actually got a more robust investment in affordable housing in South Waterfront, which was one of the dividends. But we also made a commitment to continue to partner with Portland State University on shared use facilities. And an issue that I believe predated all of us on council was the urban center, which was put together by very creative people in terms of financing and had money from all kinds of different pots. But that was one of the models. The Jasmine block is honoring a commitment we made to PSU to do a development that had some of our resources and some of their resources. But I think it's worth noting that it all began with an education urban renewal district that was passed by council, then essentially repealed. And it was only because the council insisted, and Commissioner Fritz carried the swing vote, that there be an honoring of a commitment in North McAdam and an expanded district, that we actually have the Jasmine block and the chance to do this work. So little bit of a backstory.
Good context.
Mayor.
Good context.
Commissioner Udaly.
I'd just like to add for the public's benefit that typically to get an item on our agenda, it has to be submitted Tuesday by noon, the week preceding the council session. The 4/5 agenda is a mechanism to get things onto the agenda on short notice that are urgent. It requires 4 out of 5 of us to agree to that and to all be present for the vote. So that is why we have this extra little item on the agenda today.
Very good. Thank you for that clarification. Commissioner Hartstein, do you have a question?
I don't have a question, but I appreciate the explanation because I was pulling my hair out last evening with the additions, and so I really appreciate that explanation. Thank you.
It doesn't happen very often.
Happy to hear that.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Do you have to take testimony?
Oh, sorry. Is there a public testimony on this item?
We did have 2 people sign up, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson and Maggie.
Very good. Okay.
I can't pass because it means I get to come up here and say that I'm Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and I get to say thank you, Madam President, because as maybe Ms. Hartsey knows, on some forms of the agenda, there is no 28-1. This project is, when we talk about any type of construction work where the city is a participant, I do want to refresh the council about previous discussions where we've had where people experiencing disabilities have testified, and especially when we're dealing with top-tier property manager owners like the City of Portland and Portland State University. Let's hope that if I go through this, or even more importantly, if a person living with a disability goes through this neighborhood, we find that we've got top-notch notification and assistance to people experiencing disabilities when they move around construction areas, particularly inside the Central City LID. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Commissioner Fish, thank you for the historical reminder. And thank you, Commissioner, for bringing this in an expedited manner. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thanks for being here on short notice. Aye.
Wheeler.
I'm happy to support this. Thank you. Aye. The ordinance is adopted.
Thank you, guys.
Sue, could you, just to make sure we clean this up legally, could you read item 23, which is being referred back to my office?